hello, and thank you for listening to Weekend Warriors Hockey, the official podcast of the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy. We are back, and welcome to episode 11 of season 2 here on Weekend Warriors Hockey. And remember, if you do have any show topic ideas or any feedback, go ahead and email us at info@weekendwarriorshockey.com. I'm Austin, and joining me as usual are the Chief Executive Warrior, Rick Parisi, and Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy Head Coach, Rob Boyle. Rick, how are you doing today?
Excellent.
Good, good. And Rob, how are you?
Feeling good.
Good. Excellent. Thanks, gentlemen, for joining us. And yes, we have been away for a few weeks longer than we anticipated. All three of us got pretty busy with work and other things going on, summer and of course, camps that the gentlemen are traveling to. And I think, Rick, we're getting close to wrapping up the season, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Two camps left.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, we'll get to those towards the end of the episode, but it's actually a little bit surreal to believe you have kind of made it almost all the way to the end of the 2021 season, but we'll get into that a little bit later. So today, what I was hoping we would talk about, and I talked to Rick and Rob about, you know, some more topics that we could touch on about, you know, some fundamentals or some things that adult hockey players may struggle with. So I was looking, as I usually do, on the USA Hockey website and found a pretty recent article. I think it dates back to like June or May of this year about puck protection and tips for adults. I will place the link to the article in the show notes page. And it's an area of the game that I struggle with. Having come to hockey later in life, I just don't have the experience and probably the mindset to be able to protect the puck as well as I should. And I know, you know, there's guys I play against that just have that hockey sense. They just know exactly when to do certain things to protect the puck. So what I was hoping we could talk about was those things that help us as adult hockey players with time and space, because we know that's our friend on the ice. If you've got the puck, if you can create some time and space, that's always a good thing. And then, of course, how to deal with pressure once the opposing team is trying to get the puck. So, Rob, I know this is a skill that gets addressed at camp. And I was hoping maybe as we kind of talk through this, you can elaborate a little bit more on things like the article brings up. I'll throw the three things out here initially. Use your body, use the boards, and keep your feet moving. So kind of what have you seen with adult hockey players with their ability to protect the puck? Kind of what's your philosophy for helping us getting a little better with it? And then maybe hitting those three areas of using the body, using the boards, and keep your feet moving.
Yeah, I think I agree with all those things. But for adults, it's really, especially if you're new to the game, you haven't had to deal with it. Like, if you played a different sport, right? So it's like anything else, outside edges, inside edges, whatever it may be, puck protection is a bit of a new skill for them to learn. So it's not so much, they can't do it. It's more of a case of learning how to do it. I don't know if that makes any sense or not. You know, when we get adults to camp, we do spend a pretty good amount of time for one session on puck protection. I think the key thing, the main thing, is keeping your body between the puck and a defending player. I used to say, you know, puck's worth $1 million, and you know, you're not just going to give away $1 million. Of course, that was back when we first started, so it's probably about $5 million in today's market and economy. But you know, you just don't want to give it away. You want to give it up on your terms. So you want to be able to protect that thing. You know, there's a lot of edge work involved. We talk about that at camp as well. It's usually generally in small areas that you're protecting the puck. Sometimes it will be along the boards, but you got to think down in the corners behind the net. You know, you're getting pressure. You want to be able to use your edges to kind of turn and tight turn away from players and kind of use that edge skating that we do at the beginning of camp and keep your feet moving, keep your hands away from your body. And then the big thing, keeping your body between the puck and the defending player. Those are the big things. I think the one common mistake that's made is that, you know, once you've done a really good job of protecting the puck, everybody wants to turn and expose the puck because you think you have a little bit more time and space, but in reality, you just want to attack the net. If that's the case, you know, you've created the time and space for yourself, just attack the net or, you know, give the puck up at that point to one of your teammates if you don't have a lane to the net. But I agree with all those things you said. I mean, it's an important thing. Keeping your feet moving is key, but there are going to be times that you are going to get pressed up against the boards. And we can use the boards to help us protect the puck by essentially, I call it doing a push-up on the boards. Get your hands out, try to get your arms extended, use your butt to maybe push the player back a little bit. And that kind of allows you maybe to move a little bit more one way or the other. So all these different scenarios come into play during a game. I think, like you said, for adult hockey league players who are fairly new to the games, this is just a skill, right? I mean, you said it yourself, Austin, you're not very good at this skill. You get a lot of pressure. The puck becomes a hot potato, right? It's I don't want it. Here, you take it. I mean, make it somebody else's problem, which is what we don't want to do. So it's just another skill. It's a tactical skill. It's not a technical skill. It's a tactical skill. And, it's something that's got to be learned no different than doing a backwards crossover.
You know, another thing that I would add is I think it's a lot of work, right? It takes a lot of energy. I mean, you go out there and battle for the puck and, you know, you could skate a session, you know, skate out there for whatever, a minute or something pretty hard, but you go in the corner for 10 seconds, you come out, you're pretty tired. And I know it's funny at camp, Rob always talks about when we do the puck protection, first of all, it's the most tiring thing we do at camp, I think. And Rob will say, he says at every camp, he says, okay, we do this one drill where people are battling. It's like, go 20%. He tells them 20. I don't think he actually expects them to go 20%. Maybe say 20% so they go 50%, but they always go harder. And it's just hard not to go harder, you know, than 20%, but it's very tiring.
And then we ramp it up and then they're like, oh, everybody's fucking yeah. Wind. You know. But it's true. I mean, Rick's absolutely right. Like you think about, and this is where you have an appreciation for players that do play competitively at the higher levels. When they go into the corner and you see them battling in the corner for the puck and turning and protecting the puck and trying to make a play, how much energy that takes. You get a really good appreciation for how good a shape those guys are in, how good they are in their edges, how good they are with their puck skills. It's incredible. But Rick's right. I mean, that is our toughest section at camp. And I think it's rewarding for everybody too. I think everybody has a good time with it and they feel like they've accomplished something when they come out of it, but it's tough. It is hard work. There's no question about it.
Yeah. And for me, it seems to, when I, whether it's along the boards or in the offensive or defensive, you know, zone in a corner or behind the net, The struggle I often have is the mindset piece, just like Rick talked about. It is a lot of effort and a lot of work to do it. And you have to have that mindset that you're going to come out of there with the puck or you're going to protect that puck. We're talking men's league hockey. I'm not talking about throwing big hits or, you know, knocking people off the puck, you know, with heavy body. But you really do, I find I struggle the most on the mindset piece because it is really easy to give up because it's a men's league game or it's pickup and it takes a lot of energy and a lot of effort to do that. But I see the players that are able to do it. And I find it, one of those tricky things that, and maybe most of my problem with it is the mentality piece. I understand the use your body piece. I understand using kind of the boards as another layer of defense from someone else to get your puck. And of course, keeping your feet moving is probably the hardest part of it, you know, because it is a skill, like you said, that you have to kind of learn how to do. But what do you think about that mentality piece? That, you know, there's those guys that and gals that they just know they're going to come out of there with a puck and they're going to do it no matter what.
Definitely a mindset. It's, that's just determination. That is just, you know, I'm going to work harder than you mentality. And as a coach, especially now I have 16 new kids or we're going to work our way to nationals this year. And, that's the thing I'm trying to instill into them now is that, you know, we got to win every one-on-one battle. So that is definitely a mindset. There's no two ways about it. I think again, where adults might run into a little problem comes back to the fitness point of it. And maybe you do a really good job of protecting the puck for that first 10 seconds. Okay. Yeah, I got it. I'm going to turn back this way and I'm going to turn back that way. And I'm like, now I'm tired. Now what do I do? Like, you know, and then it just becomes, almost desperation at that point. But, it definitely is a mindset that I'm going to go into the corner and I'm going to win the puck. And you see guys like that. Again, at all levels of hockey, beer league, 16U, junior, college, pro. They just have that mindset that they're going to go in there and win the puck. And it really is. I'm just going to work harder than you. And that's really what it is.
I hate playing against those guys. You know, I mean, you have, I think I'm somewhere in the middle, but like I play a lot of pickup hockey and you definitely have a lot of guys that are lazy and are like, yeah, I'm not going to bother doing that. I'm just going to, you know, do the fun stuff and not do that. And then you have the guys who just don't have an off switch, right? Like their just motor is just like going and you're just like, God, dude, it's pickup hockey. Like, but you know, those are the guys that's how they play in the game, right? Like they work hard and that's the only way
they know how to play. Like for some people, right. That's just the way they do it.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
No, I agree. I'm like Rick, I'm kind of in the middle, but it does frustrate me. And why I wanted to talk about it and why I'm glad you guys hit it at camp is, it can be so important to a game and your development to be able to do that. You turn the puck over every time it goes into the corners or along the boards, you're not going to be very successful most of the time, at least especially generating offense or, you know, preventing the other team from generating offense if you can't, you know, protect that puck, you know, as you're playing.
Yeah, and that's the one reason we've kept the small game, you know, the video. When we do shoot video, we play the small game at the other side. It's a puck possession game. And we haven't changed it, and I don't anticipate changing it anytime soon. I think it's a great game to kind of get the mindset of protecting the puck or to make a play or make a play at the right time, not just give it up or cough it up because you get a little pressure. You know, and I don't think we're going to change that anytime soon. I think that is a great small area game for people to focus on all those things. Again, using your body, using your boards, keeping your feet moving, making a play at the right time. Giving the puck up on your terms, just because you get a little pressure, don't dump it away. Tom, I don't want it. You take it. So things like that. And we'll continue to do in camp. And again, like I said, our puck protection, session is not going to change anytime soon either. I think it's that important of a skill.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the other part that builds on this, we talked about the three things that the article talks about, you know, as far as kind of the, I'll call it the physical pieces of it. And then the mentality piece of wanting to win those battles. And then can you talk a little bit maybe about the awareness of once you either do win the puck or you have successfully maintained control of the puck, being aware of, like you said, not just dumping it out as a hot potato or just trying to get it off your stick, but trying to make the right play with it. And I know it's probably more of an experience thing than just some kind of drill you can work on, but you know, you've got control of the puck now. You've won that puck possession piece. Now you got to make a play with it. Can you talk a little bit about kind of the awareness of what to do with it next and how to help people make the right decisions on that?
I'm going to put you to the test, Austin.
Okay.
Offensive talk. What are the five things I asked you to remember?
Oh boy. I don't remember that.
Not even one. I thought you'd give it a shot.
I don't know.
Yeah. So when you get back to camp, you're in trouble, dude.
I'm always, yeah. I live in trouble. So,
so the five things for those that don't remember are move to space or make yourself available. All right. Support, communicate, read the play and take what's given to you. Right.
Right.
Well, that's what we do. That's what you do when you win the puck and you have it. First and foremost, just take what's given to you. Like look to see, you know, look around. So read the play and look around.
I think that's where I was going with that is I think we all struggle with that. That next piece right there is the look. A lot of times, especially as either inexperienced or not quite so talented, you know, adult league players, the look doesn't come. It just gets either put up the boards or put back down the boards or worst case scenario, right through the middle. So I think that you hit on what I was hoping you would hit on.
Well, next time pay attention in class and maybe, you know, that would be helpful.
Now my name's on the board with a check mark against it.
You're going to be in detention the next time we get together. But it is true. Like, so even when you're battling for the puck, you know, it's support. So one of your players should be getting into a position to make, you know, to be available for the puck instead of waiting. Oh, let's see what Austin does in the corner. I'm going to wait and see if he wins this puck. I'm just going to stay right here. Well, no, you got to move to a spot where you can be more helpful. All right. And then you need to communicate that. So you're doing all those things. You're moving to space. All right. You're supporting. Now you get down there. Austin. All right. You're communicating. All right. And then maybe you win the puck. All right. Now you got to read the play. And then you know, let's take, what's the best option? What can I do here? Can I take the puck right to the net? Can I move up the, it's in our defensive zone. What's my best breakout option? Which up the middle is a perfectly good option if it's available. I mean, you know, all those things come into play. And I'm really mad at you right now. And I should just leave the podcast right now. I've never been so disappointed in you right now. Forget outside edges. Forget outside edges. You know, that stuff, we know. We can work on that. But now I'm just really disappointed.
I am in the wrong.
I can't even look at you now. I'm not even looking at the screen right now. I can't even look at you.
I know. I'm sorry. I have disappointed my coach. So go ahead.
I was going to say the line is, I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed.
Right. That's even worse.
You know? So I might be a little mad.
To all those listening out there who are about to go to camp or will be next year, maybe write these things down so Rob doesn't get disappointed in you. Use me as your sacrificial lamb for that one. But, so in that the last thing besides the disappointment piece that you brought up tends to be another thing that I see a lot is the supporting the player who's either battling or won the puck. And I think the hot potato piece oftentimes comes from maybe not having that support.
Completely agree.
Yeah. So you just want to get rid of it. You're tired of dealing with it. As Rick said, you've used a lot of energy. You're just done with the play. And if the support's not there, it makes it even worse for you. So
absolutely. I mean, and that's your job and I say this right in the presentation, it's your job as the non puck carrying offensive player to make yourself available for the puck. That's your job. There's only one puck. Like there's only one puck, only one person can have it. If your team has it, you need to make yourself available for the puck, and you make the game a little bit easier for your teammates. And I think that is definitely a big part of it. I think you hit the nail right on the head. You know, your players, your teammates, just not getting into position. Like I said, oh, let's watch Austin just go in the corner back and forth.
Yeah, it's not going to take long.
So
yeah, well, we've all had that where you get the puck, you know, you battle or whatever and then you look up and you're like, where are my teammates?
Everybody? Yeah.
And then you end up like, I know a few that I've done it where it's like, I end up making a pass sometimes. Like, well, they've got to be here because they're not there and they're not there either. It's like, where the hell were they?
Yeah.
They're all like, you know, up, you know, way up ice or something.
And I've been that teammate too. That's not done that properly as well, but yeah, there's many wow, times.
You're really burying yourself in the sand in this one, aren't you?
I'm a not very good men's league hockey player. What do you expect?
I disagree. I think you're giving yourself not as much credit as you deserve, but
oh, thanks.
You're just not looking really good right now.
Nope, not at all. So, so what would you, is there anything, okay, we've talked this many times, you know, ice time is like the most precious thing we have. We're not on the ice. What are the kinds of things maybe you could recommend, you know, at least that we could talk about that players could do when they're not on the ice to maybe help with these skills and things like that? So is there any off ice things you might consider?
Well, I read the article that you sent us and I saw that they said they recommended putting out garbage cans and pretending that they're players, which I guess could work stationary wise and just kind of put yourself in position and kind of mentally rehearse that way. I would also just suggest watching games. Like, oh yeah, okay. He kept his body, you know, everything we're talking about. Yeah, he kept his body, kept his feet moving. Yeah. Oh, look, he used the boards. He pushed off. Oh, that's a great job. Like, that's how, you know, might even be more of a, I mean, even as adults, I think we're more visual than we might think. You know, so I think watching games for sure. Look, an easy thing to do is just go out and play keep away. Go out onto the ice with your kid. Have fun with that. And some people do it anyway, right? Like I got the puck. Come on, little Johnny, come get it. And you're doing all this. I mean, it's simple things like that that kind of can get you into the right mindset. And, so yeah, I suppose you could do the thing off ice with the garbage cans, like they suggested in the article. But again, I think just maybe watching games and kind of trying to pick out certain points in the games. Oh, okay. That makes sense now. I understand. That's probably the best advice I could give right now. And like I said, if you can get out with you just even do it, like I said, even with your kid, and just get out and just play keep away and that type of thing. And one, it gets you moving a little bit. Two, you're playing against, you know, however old your child is, you're not going to be going super fast. So you might just be using your edges to move. You might not be taking these big long strides, and there's edge work right there. Cause it is a lot of edge work. And maybe help your kid learn a little bit about it as well. So I think that could work just as well.
And this isn't off the ice, but on the ice, like I play a lot of pickup hockey, and sometimes what I try to do is like focus on one thing, right? Like I'm on the bench and I'm thinking, okay, what am I going to, like next shift, I'm going to go out there. I'm not going to give the puck up, right? I'm going to, until I'm ready, right? Like I am not going to get it taken away from me. I'm going to either make a pass. I'm not going to make a shitty pass. I'm going to make a good pass. I'm going to go to the net. I'm going to do something with it. And maybe just, focus on that. So play some pickup hockey where you're not thinking about like, it's important that, we win this game or I guess it's circumstances like Rob was talking about, whether you're just, on the ice with your kid or whatever, just practicing it and getting that mindset.
And even at camp, when we're at camp, when you're in line, and even though you might be sucking wind a little bit, but pay attention to what's going on in front of you. Like, watch, if someone's really good, you see someone, he's really good at that. All right, what can I do? What can I take away from him or her to help me? So even at camp, if you're in line, pay attention to what's going on in front of you, not just when it's time to go, but how do I improve my game? That player is really good. So that's another option.
Yeah, I definitely love that comment, Rick, about, planning what you're going to do on your, whether it's a shift or throughout an entire pickup, especially if you're able to play pickup regularly, you can start working on just one thing,
Yep.
Doesn't matter what it is. And it could be shift by shift that you're like, all right, I'm really want to work on this shift or these couple of shifts. So it's a little bit harder when you're obviously playing a game. You got a different focus in mind, but pickup should be a case where you maybe try some new things or work on those things that maybe you're not quite so good at. So, okay. Well, quick wrap up on a little bit what we talked about today. So there is a USA Hockey article that talked about puck protection. We hit on the using your body to protect the puck. It's kind of hard to get the puck away from somebody when their butt, for the lack of better term, is between you and the puck. And then use the boards and then keep your feet moving. And then went a little bit into some mentality things. The fact that I don't remember anything Rob has taught me over the past several camps and these sessions we do. And then maybe a couple things you can think about, whether it's off the ice or when you're doing things like pickup or something like that. So what I want to turn to now is, we had hit earlier in the episode here that the 2021 season's coming to a close. Rick, I think remind me if I'm wrong, but since the last time we had an episode, you've gone to St. Louis, to Morristown, New Jersey, and DC. So any feedback or thoughts on those?
Sure. I mean, that's part of the reason why we haven't had an episode in a while, because it's just been that those were all camps in August. So it was 3 out of 4 weekends. St. Louis, really cool rink, brand new. It's called Centene Community Ice Center. And they have 3 sheets, and then they have an outdoor sheet, which would be a 4th sheet in the winter. And in the summer, it's a concert venue. So they actually had concerts while we were there, like Thursday night and Saturday night, they had concerts. But very, very cool facility, practice facility, the St. Louis Blues. We enjoyed that. And then we were in Morristown, New Jersey at the Menin Arena, which we were at probably, I think it's probably maybe 15 years straight. And then to DC at the Gardens Ice House last weekend. So all good camps. It's been a, fun summer and just getting through it. And it's a lot of fun.
And you've got September 9th through the 12th is Shelton, Connecticut. And then the 23rd through the 26th of September is Austin, Texas. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Yep. And I got a buddy, a goalie, who's going to that camp. So I look forward to hearing his feedback on that. And then we'll get him on the show too, to kind of talk about first time goalie, which would be the first time we'd have one of those player profiles. So, So, well, good. All right. Well, I think that's a good wrap up here for this episode. And Rick and Rob, any last things you want to hit on? Hopefully we'll be back in a couple of weeks again for the listeners out there. But in case we go for a month, anything you want to hit on?
You need to study more.
Yes, I do. You're right. You are right, Coach. I am wrong.
Just one thing I guess I'll bring up is my daughter has been, she is now kind of camp administrator. So she's taken over a lot of my duties and she's been coming to camps. She came to the 3 camps in August and she'll be to the 2 in September. So she's going to be at camp running things, which means that my job next year, as I view it, is I'm calling it camp ambassador. Basically, my job is going to be shooting on goalies and drinking beer with players.
Wow. So
those are my 2 main responsibilities at camp.
Excellent. You've got that made. That's very good. Well, happy for you guys for able to work that out and get your daughter involved in it. So
yeah, she's doing a great job. So I'm very excited about that.
What's the, what's it called? Rick's Picks. What's it called when you do the pictures? Is that what it's called? Rick's Picks or something like that? I forgot.
I don't know. I've never heard of that. I don't know what you're talking about. what are we talking about?
When you go and you know, normally you're out there taking videos and pictures of everybody.
Oh yeah. The picture. Yeah. She takes the photos now. You know what's embarrassing is that like she's doing such a good job and like so quickly. I'm like, I thought like, you know, I was some kind of genius or something, but clearly I was just like, you know,
took you 20 years to master.
Took me 20 years. And she's just like, yeah, she just, this is easy. So whatever.
Well, good. You taught her well. So awesome. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
I think we're still using film 20 years ago. I don't even know.
You had to go to the 1-hour photo, you know, to get it developed. So, but okay. Awesome. Well, thanks gentlemen for joining me on this. Hopefully we'll be back in just a couple of weeks, maybe between the Shelton and Austin camps, or maybe right after the Austin camp. So we'll see. So for all the listeners out there, we do hope you enjoyed this episode and you're looking forward to learning more about how you can improve as an adult hockey player. Again, please contact us if you do have any questions or topics. If you want to be on the show, we love having guests, of course. And if you could share us with a friend, leave a 5-star Apple Podcast review. And until next time, keep working hard at improving each time you're out on the ice.